Namaste.
Buongiorno, io sono Ramya. Ho con me?
Martine, on vous souhaite la bienvenue sur la radio Namaste.
Also, guten Tag. Ich heiße Sabrina. Leute, hört zu!
Arme Bauern, so have fun!
In the next 1 hour, you'll be listening to
Chronicles,
Discussions,
and Interviews
about school life,
coming ahead,
along with some Swiss and Indian songs.
Coming ahead is a song called Bum Bum Bole from a movie Tare Zameen Par. It's a lovely upbeat song, so enjoy!
देखो देखो क्या वो पेड़ है चादर ओढ़े या खड़ा कोई हे देखो देखो क्या वो पेड़ है चादर ओढ़े या खड़ा कोई बारिश है या आसमान ने छोड़ दिए हैं नल खुले कहीं हो हम जैसे देखे ये जहां है वैसा ही जैसी नजर अपनी खुल के सोचे आओ पंख जरा फैलाओ रंग नए बिखराओ चलो 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 नए ख्वाब बुन ले मस्ती में डोले बम बम बोले मस्ती में तू डोल रे
बम बम बोले मस्ती में डोले बम बम बोले मस्ती में तू डोल रे
भला मछलियां भी क्यों उड़ती नहीं ऐसे भी सोचो ना सोचो सूरज रोज नहाए या बाल भिगो के ये बुद्धू बनाए हमें ये सारे तारे टिमटिमाए या फिर गुस्से में कुछ बड़बड़ाते रहे खुल के सोचे आओ पंख जरा फैलाओ रंग नए बिखराओ चल 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 नए ख्वाब बुन ले
आंखें बंद तो डब्बा गुल ओए बंद दरवाजे खोल रे
खोल
ओ जा बिंदास बोल रे
मैं भी हूँ
तू भी है
ओ
मैं भी तू भी हम सब मिलके बम चिक बम 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 बम
ऐसी रंगों भरी अपनी दुनिया है क्यों सोचो तो सोचो ना प्यार से चुनके इन रंगों को किसी ने सजाया ये संसार है जो इतनी सुंदर है अपनी दुनिया ऊपर वाला क्या कोई कलाकार है खुल के सोचे आओ चलो 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 नए ख्वाब बुन ले
Ah, I love this song. It makes me want to dance.
Hey, Abine, hey, not now. We will go later. Listeners, stay tuned with us so that Ramya doesn't go dancing.
Also motivation. tune no more.
Hey Ramya, what is this?
Ah, that's an assembly. So, where did you hear about assembly?
I found it in a movie. But what is an assembly?
Okay, we call it school assembly, where all the students gather in the playground before the beginning of the school activities.
Oh, so it's similar to what happens here. When the school bell rings, all the students form a line and prepare to enter the school building. Is that the same?
Ah, no, not really. Assembly is where the entire school students assemble in the school hall or the playground at the beginning of the school day. Here, prayers and school songs are sung, thought for the day and news are read. Sometimes students are required to speak regarding a particular topic.
So does every school follow this assembly?
Oh, very much. Assembly clarifies school activities and programs and focuses on co-curricular life. Therefore, assembly is given the utmost importance in all public and private schools and it is conducted every day.
Oh, but I'm wondering, what is the true purpose of the assembly?
I was waiting for this, Sabrina. Now, assembly develops a feeling of unity among the students. They develop a sense of identity with the school. It inculcates discipline among the students. Students are made aware of the school programs more clearly. It allows the students to celebrate festival and develop secularism through all religion prayers.
Great! We have the similar purpose. Mm-hmm. In fact, by providing a safe environment, students will come out of the shell, try new activities, and so they're open to new experiences. It allows the student to construct the knowledge and be experienced in various disciplines. As we have rituals, the student feel a sense of belonging to the group.
Wait, rituals? You call it rituals?
Yes, ritual. Here it mainly means habit. It develops social abilities and unity among the students. This ritual provides recognition and secure environment for learning.
So the entire school comes together for the ritual?
No. The ritual is between the teacher and the student of a particular class.
Okay.
The teacher mainly chooses the ritual, but sometimes the students are also included in decision.
Wow, that's quite interesting. I can see that it develops a close-knit relationship between the teacher and the students. Tell me more.
Yeah, so there are several types of ritual. First, le rituel de politesse. Here the student greets the teacher by shaking hands or they stand up when a teacher enters. Le rituel de rupture is for the end of the day. For example, the student clean the classroom at the end of the day or all the students are asked to sit and collect the material for homework.
Whoa, that's quite fascinating.
Wait.
Okay.
There are two more. Le rituel de transition. There are several types, but the overall idea is to keep the continuity of the class. As the name says, it's done to ease the transition. The transition can be when the student take a short break and enter back into the class,
okay,
or when students start school after holidays. Let me explain. Okay. I give you an example.
Yeah.
When students come back from holidays, a teacher can ask two students to share the new experiences. Another example is when students enter to class, they have to check in to show that they are present.
That's nice.
And the last one, le rituel culturel ou traditionnel. This is to structure the life in class. For example, when we celebrate birthday, uh-huh, or decorate the class for Christmas, okay, or I don't know, for autumn, spring, etc.
Wow, I like this concept very much. I see that as a teacher, I can know the students at a personal level.
Yeah, that's true. But the most important thing you need to understand is that the ritual varies from teacher to teacher at the sole decision of the teacher. The rituals are sacred, as inculcate time schedules. They are structured and create a conducive place for learning. Mm-hmm. I would like to mention, for example,
okay,
calendar, yeah, or weather description.
Ah, I do agree that the rituals are sacred. But what I found from our conversation is that we have two different paths, but for the same destination. Das ist wunderbar.
Yeah, schwetz ist super. So, listener, you will be listening to Luca Henny, who is from the German part of Switzerland. Here is Warum.
Seit Zeiten unterwegs und was ich seh, sind Menschen und Geschichten, die ich nicht versteh. muss ich mich schon fürchten, die Welt zu sehen, rauszugehen. Ich sitz in meinem Zimmer, das Radio spielt wie immer. Ich höre die Ängste stimmen, sie erzählen von schlimmen Dingen. Ich will das Ganze nicht mehr hören. Ich frag mich, warum? Bist du geblieben? Gerechtigkeit, sind wir alle schon verblendet? Das kann's nicht sein. Zusammenhalt und Liebe, so weit, weit weg, so weit, weit weg. Ich sitz in meinem Zimmer und das Radio spielt wie immer. Ich höre die ernsten Stimmen, sie erzählen von schlimmen Dingen. Ich will das Ganze nicht mehr hören. Ich frag mich, warum? Ich frag mich, warum dreht die Welt nicht mehr rum? Ich frag mich, warum?
Danke for this Schweizer Deutsche Lied. For with me is Martina.
Hi, Ramya.
Martina, I observed that in Switzerland, students do not wear uniform.
Yes, it's true. We don't have uniform. I saw that in India, all the schools have it. But I would like to know when and where the practice of uniform started.
Yes, that's a very good question. When I was trying to understand the necessity of uniform, I found that the origin of the modern-day uniform is from the England's collegiate uniform. It served as a marker of status and class. From a website called procon.org, I found that the first recorded uniforms were in England, 1222.
Wow! I couldn't imagine that it started so long time ago.
Oh yes, in Indian history we studied that even in Gurukul system the students were known to wear uniform. Hence it's not really new to us.
But could you explain to our listeners what is the uniform for Indian schools?
Yes, surely. Now, uniforms are compulsory in India for both public and private schools. The boys' uniform is often made of a light-colored shirt, a long trousers, and those of girls is a shirt with a skirt. But all the girls have to wear bicycle shorts underneath their skirts.
Ah, okay. I saw that the girls had braided hair in India. It's a part of uniform too?
Yes, girls with long hair have to tie it into braids. But Martina, let me tell you that the color, the pattern of the uniform changes from school to school. I would also like to say that when I read an article called Benefits of School Uniform in India, it said that uniform creates a sense of uniformity, reduces the divide between those who have and those who have not. It is known to reduce tardiness and it eliminates forming of groups. But wait, tell me if Switzerland has in its rules regarding the uniforms.
Well, as you saw, we don't have uniform, but we have something called dress code.
Ah, how is it different from uniform?
In an article by Marianne Wild in gradeschool.org, I read that a dress code is much less restrictive and focused on promoting modesty and discouraging antisocial fashion statement.
Okay, but doesn't that give students the opportunity to wear whatever they want? How do you keep a check on this?
In the law of obligatory teaching, Article 115, it says students need to wear decent dress.
Okay.
But it doesn't specify what is decent dress.
Huh.
Each school has their own rules and regulation regarding the dress code.
Oh, is it? Can you just give me an example?
Yes, sure. The students of CF Ramu Lausanne are not allowed to wear cap, hats when they enter school building.
Huh.
Student dressed in track pants aren't allowed inside of school except during gym class. Innerwear should not be apparent. Any discriminating, abusive, provocative or sexual inscription on the clothes are forbidden.
Oh, that's very different from India. But don't you think that uniform could make things easy for the students? Can there be uniforms for the Swiss school students in the pipeline?
Well, that is a very good question, Ramya. I come across a pilot project that was conducted in a Swiss school in 2006,
okay,
where uniform was introduced for two classes in Basel Secondary School.
Huh.
Yes, the project lasted 6 months with 40 students of the age 14 to 15 years old. The uniform chosen was a contemporary with hoods and trousers. The students didn't accept this as they preferred the traditional uniform.
Whoa, that's nice. But tell me, why was this project done?
It was done to study the influence of uniform on education atmosphere, identity, formation in interest of young kids in designer clothes.
I think more research should be done on this uniform. Well, thank you for the information, Martina. And our partners Sabrina and Pavan interviewed few students to get some information regarding whether they prefer the school uniform or dress code. But after the song called
Zindagi Hai Safar.
It's a very special song, Martina, because it has a yodel in it.
Wow!
Zindagi ek safar hai suhana, yahan kal kya ho kisne jana. Zindagi ek safar hai suhana, yahan kal kya ho kisne jana. Zindagi ek safar hai suhana, yahan kal kya ho kisne jana. Are odle odle ho, 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 odle odle ho. चांद तारों से चलना है आगे, आसमानों से बढ़ना है आगे. पीछे रह जाएगा ये जमाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना. आ जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना. उड़ले उड़ले हो, 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 उड़ले उड़ले हो. हंसते गाते जहां से गुजर दुनिया मुस्कुराते हुए दिन बिताना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना, आज जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना, बातों से क्या घबराना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना, जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना,
Yodling bahuta chata.
Yeah. Next, you'll be listening to the students' perspective on dress code and uniform. So let's go see what Pavan and Matina got.
Now you will be listening to three students from a class d'accueil in Sèvres-Ramu in Lausanne about their perspectives on uniform and dress code.
Do you feel restriction when you wear a uniform?
No. And I think it's because to know the schools that the children are from.
I don't think it's a restriction because whoever we are, wherever we are from, in school we all is to show unity. That's why unity is a strength, and I think it's not restriction.
A uniform creates a sense of equality and unity among students. Do you think it's true and why?
I think it's true because if the student is rich, they can wear whatever they want, but if there's a poor student, they have to wear clothes for every day, and the rich students will make fun of poor students and he will feel bad. So I think
good.
I think that on one side, wearing uniforms is good, and one side is bad, because the one is good that when you wear uniform, everybody have the same thing, and you can know where the students are from the school or not, from what school. And children like don't wear expensive things and don't wear the things that it is not good for school, and this is the thing that stays. And in one side that it's bad is because sometimes the uniforms become too expensive to buy.
I think true because I like equality for students.
Does dress code or uniform restrain your individuality?
I feel good that I've wear anything that I'm comfortable with, but sometimes the uniforms are comfortable for me too. Like in United States, we have so many uniforms, like one skirt, one pants, two t-shirts. They aren't just one uniform, so we can wear the one we like, so it's still for me the same.
I think it shows impact on students because by uniform it shows discipline, and by throughout your life you'll be disciplined, and even though if the students wear whatever he likes, and throughout his life he'll think that it is easy for him if he wears uniform. he will know that even all the students are equally, so in future it will impact on him.
Okay.
Bad way or good way?
Good way.
You wore uniform in your country and now you have only dress code. Which do you prefer and why?
In our country, I wasn't so comfortable with the uniform, but I think in other countries, uniforms are so good for children. In Switzerland, I don't wear uniforms, and I wear the clothes that I am comfortable with. I feel good with that, but I still think that with uniforms, children will feel good also.
We have uniform in Tibet, which is track pants, and here there is no uniform. I feel more comfortable in uniform than in dress code.
In India, all the students have to wear uniform throughout the school day. What do you think about it?
Bah, moi j'aimerais quand même pas trop parce que, enfin, je trouve que quand même c'est joli quand on voit comme ça à la télé, ça fait très joli. Mais après, ça m'embêterait de porter tous les jours un habit comme tous les autres. Et je trouve que c'est bien de s'habiller un peu comme on veut, mais quand même dans les règles de l'école, mais on fait notre choix.
Moi, c'est oui et non. Oui, et pour le oui, moi c'est bien comme ça, il n'y a pas de problème. Et non, parce que toujours porter les mêmes vêtements, c'est un peu lassant.
Moi, je trouve que porter tous les jours le même habit, je trouve que c'est sale.
These were the intellectual answers given by the students. The students who were in habit to wear uniform preferred uniform.
We are having now a slow song about love. It's from a Swiss singer from the Italian part of Switzerland. In nome dell'amore.
Come stai, come sto, maledettamente bene. Penso a te, penso a noi e non vivo più. Forse sei abile a nascondere il dolore, forse no, non lo so, ma ti aspetterò. Guardami, sono qui tra l'inferno e il paradiso, non so più che anno è, cerco solo te. Tutto sa di follia, ma è solo malinconia. Vedo la realtà e vorrei che fosse una bugia. In nome dell'amore, l'alba brucerà le porte della tua prigione. In nome dell'amore, fai la cosa giusta, sì la cosa giusta, anche se fa male.
Un giorno, un'ora, vorrei vederti ancora. Un raggio di sole, in nome dell'amore.
Dove sei, cosa fai, hai paura di sbagliare, io non so. Cos'è che mi lega a te? Sarà un Dio che non ho, un peccato da pagare. La realtà è che non lo so, ma stai scappando via. In nome dell'amore io combatterò, ti salverò anche a costo di morire. In nome dell'amore voglio dirti che ti amo.
Un giorno,
ti amo.
mille, ho ammatto questa canzone d'amore. Well, that was the end of the first part of our program. Stay with us as we have some more exciting songs and interesting information ahead.
Don't forget to check the Facebook page, HAP Radio Namaste, and see you Radio Namaste. You can comment using the hashtag Namaste Project.
Namaste!
Buongiorno! Namaskara!
Ni hao!
Buongi!
Selamat pagi!
Welcome!
Bon dia!
Bonjour!
Namaskara!
Radio Namaste!
Namaste!
Buongiorno, io sono Ramya. Ho con me?
Martine, on vous souhaite la bienvenue sur la radio Namaste.
Also, guten Tag, ich heiße Sabrina. Leute, hört zu!
Arme Pawan, so have fun!
Well, this is a song regarding a ritual done before marriage. It's from Shah Rukh Khan's movie. A part of this movie was shot in Switzerland. Listen to Mehndi Laga Ke Rakhna.
ये कुड़िया नशे दिया कुड़िया
ये मुंडे गली दे गुंडे
ये कुड़िया नशे दिया कुड़िया
ये मुंडे गली दे गुंडे
नशे दिया कुड़िया
गली दे गुंडे
मेहंदी लगा के रखना डोली सजा के रखना मेहंदी लगा के रखना डोली सजा के रखना लेने तुझे ओ गोरी आएंगे तेरे सजना
मेहंदी लगा के रखना डोली सजा के रखना ओहो ओहो
सेहरा सजा के रखना चेहरा छुपा के रखना सेहरा सजा के रखना चेहरा छुपा के रखना ये दिल की बात अपने दिल में दबा के रखना
सेहरा सजा के रखना चेहरा छुपा के रखना
मेहंदी लगा के रखना डोली सजा के रखना
तेरी जुल्फें करती है क्या इशारे दिल थाम के खड़े हैं आशिक सभी कवारे
छुप जाए सारी कुड़िया घर में शर्म के मारे गांव में आ गए हैं पागल शहर के सारे
नजरें झुका के रखना दामन बचा के रखना नजरें झुका के रखना दामन बचा के रखना लेने तुझे गोरी आएंगे तेरे सजना
मेहंदी लगा के रखना डोली सजा के रखना
सेहरा सजा के रखना चेहरा छुपा के रखना
जवान लड़का तू एक हसीन लड़की ये दिल मचल गया तो मेरा कसूर क्या है
रखना था दिल पे काबू ये हुस्न तो है जादू जादू ये चल गया तो मेरा कसूर क्या है
रास्ता हमारा तकना दरवाजा खुला रखना रास्ता हमारा तकना दरवाजा खुला रखना लेने तुझे ओ गोरी आएंगे तेरे सजना
कुछ और अब न कहना कुछ और अब न करना कुछ कुछ और अब न कहना, कुछ और अब न करना, ये दिल की बात आपने दिल में दबा के रखना।
मेहंदी लगा के रखना, डोली सजा के रखना,
सेहरा सजा के रखना, चेहरा छुपा के रखना।
शाबा
ओए ओए ओए,
शाबा
ओए ओए ओए,
शाबा
ओए ओए ओए,
शाबा
ओए ओए ओए।
Oh, Julian, if you are hearing me, I just can't wait to get Marian in Bollywood style. Stay tuned, guys.
Okay, Julian, so we are in live and Sabrina is just waiting to get marry you. So go ahead for that.
Matina, j'ai un petit souci avec un de mes élèves. Est-ce que tu pourrais m'aider à trouver une sanction qui serait adaptée?
Excuse me, I just heard something sanction. Can you just tell me what is that?
Yeah, sanction is when the teacher gives work to a student to make them understand the mistake.
Oh, it's a punishment, right?
No, it's not the same. Punishment is when the teacher gives work because he's angry.
It's same, it's just a punishment.
Oh, wait, you can't understand. I think you need to listen to an expert. My teacher, Marie Jacobs, she's a teacher from the classroom management in HEPIVO. So, let's listen to her.
Okay.
Here we learn to the students that there's a difference between punishment and sanction, even if daily life for the teachers here in Vaud, there's not really they don't make a difference for this notion. But here when we teach, the difference is that punishment, it means that you want to there's a kind of a vengeance on the learners. You want to make them suffer. You want to make them suffer for the behavior they had in the classroom, or the fact that they didn't learn what you wanted. Sanction, it means that you want that the learner understands why you think that he didn't respect the rules. So you want him to think about what he committed in class. So maybe because of his behavior, or because he didn't, maybe it's been 5 or 10 times that he didn't give back his homeworks. So you want him to think about his acts and try to repair what he committed in class. So there's really a sense of the main reason is for the students to integrate again in the group, and by doing the sanction.
Okay, that was very different from our system. Okay, could you explain the difference between the punishment and sanction with some example?
Okay, so punishment example is simple. When a student behaves badly, you ask them to copy the dictionary into the notebooks, or it can be when the teacher cancels the gym or sport classes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a sanction is when the teacher asks the student to write an essay on why their action is a mistake, or when they have to find a solution to repair their mistake. By doing this, the student starts to realize what mistake he has done. I would like to add that corporal punishment is punishable by law.
Yes, in India also the corporal punishment is banned.
Wait, can you tell me what comes under corporal punishment?
Okay, so it has 3 major parts. First, the physical punishment, where we cannot touch or force to do something, make them to stand for a long time, etc. Anything which involves physical strength.
Yeah, it's not really what I saw back in India, but go ahead.
Yeah. So secondly, it's a mental punishment, like screaming, giving nicknames, shaming them in front of the others, and torturing the student in the mental health. And lastly, it comes at discrimination. nation. As India being a secular country, we have a several children from a different religions. Hence, no religious and gender discrimination is allowed.
Oh my, but I saw so many students in one class in India. I mean, I saw at least 60 students in one class. How can you manage the classroom without shouting?
Yes, I can understand what you mean. Let me tell you what I experienced. When first I started teaching in the class, it had 60 students. At one point, I had to shout at them, like, "Shay, just be quiet." That's when my supervisor came and just told me that, "You can't do that."
Yeah, I understand. It's so difficult to manage students' behavior without punishing them or sanctioning them. In fact, I remember my grandparents telling me that they received corporal punishment for rude behavior.
Yes. I know. I was a very naughty child and I used to get punished for it. I sent outside the classes for my rude behaviors. But personally, I feel that this punishment brought a change in me. It made me a better person now. As I am punished in schools, I want to find a better way to manage my classes and my students to understand, to know them better way.
Good that you understood it by yourself and that you don't agree with corporal punishment. So
we can agree in one conclusion, and we hope that the new age teachers can find a better way
for managing students in classroom
rather than reacting to a student's mistake.
The teacher should focus on developing a well-planned and structured response, which make the students realize their mistakes.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, after this hot topic, let's have a cheerful song, Round Round Song, from a Swiss singer in the Swiss beatpop band Lovebox. Well, I'm signing off now. Martina will join us, guys. So I want to thank all everyone and all the Namaste group, because this had made for me a great, great, great adventure. So I'll miss you so much, guys.
I'm going round, round, going round, round, in the circle round, round, always coming back to you. Going round, round, going round, round, again, again.
No, no. You've got your horns on the right spot. No, I can't argue that. No, I can say I haven't been warned. You've got your horns on the right spot, and you've got mine. You put your hands where it feels right. No, there's no other one. No, there's no other one.
Whoa, that was quite catchy song. So Martina has joined me. So hi Martina.
Hi Pawan. Pawan, yeah? When I was in India, I saw assembly so it was so colorful. I saw also students in four different colors of uniform, but I don't understand why they were in different colors.
It's just a representation of a houses.
What? House? What is it? Is it an apartment?
No, it's not an house or an apartment. It's just a group that is made for all the students in the school.
Really? We don't have this here. Tell me more.
Okay. The school is divided into a subunit called houses. And each student is allotted to one house at the moment of the enrollment.
Wow, is this found only in India?
Hey, no. From my research, I found that it's there in all the Commonwealth countries. It's originated in England.
But I still didn't understand.
Okay. You know how in Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling, the students of Hogwarts were divided into four teams and houses? It's exactly like that.
Okay. But why is called as house? Because when I was in India, I didn't see the house or the building.
Okay. We call it houses because the students learn to interact with each other and develop a new relation in between as a family. So the word house is not just a physical building or something. It's just a metaphor.
Okay, I understand now. But what is the purpose of this system?
Okay, these houses which are divided in schools, they compete with each other in sports and activities.
Sports and activities? That is my specialty. Tell me more about this.
Okay, there are different type of sports that students play in a school. For example, they play cricket, basketball, throwball, tennis, football, cricket, kabaddi, goes on.
Okay. So many types. But what about activities?
Well, activities like debate, music, dramatics, school societies, literature activities, and many.
Okay, so in our law of obligatory teaching, in Article 75, it talks about the curriculum activity outside the school building.
Oh, you have a law regarding it? And what do you mean by outside the school building?
The activity are done outside the school building, like camp, school trip, study trip, and language courses.
Okay. For taking the students outside the school building, do you need any formalities?
Yes, the teacher in charge has to give the program schedule to the director of the school. He will have a look at it and approve of the program based on the safety and supervision of the students.
Okay, can I know on what basis the activities are selected?
The activities selected should have an education, sports or culture aim based on curriculum.
That's nice to hear. So who all can accompany with the teacher in charge?
The teacher can take help from his or her family member while they are on the trip. But a parent of the student cannot come because the students should learn to be independent.
That's quite interesting, because in India, only the teacher is allowed to take the student. No family members are allowed in the trip. So now you have so many activities. Can you tell me, is there any platform where the student compete with each other?
Oh yes, we have something called Les Jeux Sportifs, where students compete with each other. It's done at the end of the academic year. The pupils are more energetic and dynamic.
Okay, so what are the objectives of these activities?
The objective of this activity are for both, for the teacher and students. For the teacher, they learn more about their students, and for the students, they understand themselves, their classmates better, their abilities, and to discover themselves through experiential learning.
That's very good. So in India, the objective of co-curricular activity is to develop a physical and mental development in child, including self-discipline, giving an opportunity of a student to be a leadership and social service skills. So I think this is all very much information for our listeners. So let's go for the another song, which is from Bhag Mika Bhag film, and the song is Mast Ho Ke Jhund.
Quite rustic music, I love it. Now let's listen to Ramya and me. We have interviewed teacher and students regarding punishment. You will be listening to interviews of students from India and Switzerland regarding punishment system. As a child, have you experienced any punishment that had brought a change into you?
In our country, every week in sports, we had a time we could do anything we want with the materials of the sport. But one day, a kid was shouting in the class to the teacher to have the both. Times free, but the teacher punished us for the rest of the year to never have any free time.
Okay, so there was this incident. In my school, we had English as two separate subjects. We had English language and English literature, and I didn't follow the timetable. So I went prepared for English language, but we had English literature. And I came home, and I told my mom, and she freaked about it, and she hit me a lot. And then it was very brutal punishment because I didn't get my donuts, but I learned my lesson. Follow the timetable. Even if it's the last thing you do.
I know no students like punishment. Could you tell me why students don't like it?
I think about punishment, it's a little good, but myself, I accept if I don't do something good, but I never like to be punished.
Well, basically there are like two reasons. Number one is because anybody in general, any teenager or anybody who is in that phase of youth does not agree with chastisement. You check us, we're just going to be more rebellious. So I think that's the main reason why kids today or youth today, teens today, do not agree with punishment.
Imagine that you got punished for your friend's mistake. How would you feel?
Sometimes when the children do not do something wrong and the kid that does the thing wrong and I get punished, I feel so bad. But I think that one day it will go back to that child and it will still not be my fault.
It depends on the situation. Like if it's a situation in which both of us were supposed to get in trouble and only I got in trouble, then I would strongly be really angry because she didn't get the punishment she deserved. But if it was for something that she did herself and she didn't get away, I'm sorry to say, but that is very strict talent. That is a possibility because most kids can't escape punishment, and if you do, you're very talented.
What does punishment mean to you?
About punishments, I feel that the teacher is disappointed of me and he wants to clean me from the bad things I did. But I never like punishments and I will never like them because I'm always scared to do something wrong, and if I get punished in front of the children, some bad children will say, you didn't do that, it's bad, and they will make fun of me. So I don't actually like punishments and I feel so bad.
Punishment is basically something, according to me, it's like supposing I've done something really bad and I don't agree with what I've done and my parents don't agree either, so they punish me. But it's only for me to realize what I've done.
Wow, that was very thoughtful interview with the students. We can see how the punishment has affected them. Hope there will be a new way to manage the students' behavior.
Sadly, we have to say goodbye. Ramya and Sabrina send their love. Now, enjoy with the music from a Swiss Romand rock band called Explosion de Caca. It's a band which remixes generic cartoons from 80s in different style, from reggae to metal. So hey. Have a fun!
Hey! Let me also tell a thank you to everyone who are listening to our show. So, from our team, we all thank you for listening to us. And Shukriya! शबाकर और सुनते रहिएगा नमस्ते रेडियो.